Recognized internationally as a conductor of the highest caliber, Stéphane Deneuve has won praise from audiences and critics alike for his performances and programming. With the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, he has performed at the BBC Proms, Edinburgh International Festival, and at other celebrated venues throughout Europe.
Deneuve enjoys close relationships with many of the world's leading solo artists and also as a conductor of opera, having worked at the Royal Opera House in La Scala, Netherlands Opera, Cincinnati Opera, and many other phenomenal companies around the world.
Tonight, Stéphane Deneuve will conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra's Cirque de la Symphonie Family Night Concert in the SPAC Amphitheater, and we're going to talk to the folks from Cirque later on. But basically, it's conducting with people just doing wild, nutty stuff around you. Maestro, it's a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
I just want to get one thing straight right now on the table. You are related to Catherine Deneuve or not?
Well, actually, I have to confess, no. But some people did believe that, and I had even an agent in Japan that asked me by mail, say, have you ever performed on stage with your mother? So I thought I would maybe ask Catherine Deneuve actually once if I could meet her and just say, could you pretend to be my mother in Japan? But I didn't do it yet.
So you're on stage tonight, and this is your first. How many times have you been to SPAC?
It's my second time. Actually.
Second time.
Yes.
Okay. So tonight you're with the symphony, Cirque de la Symphonie.
Yes.
And we'll describe what that is a little bit here, and then we'll meet them. But I mean, it's a whole.
It's very special. It's very special. It's really
it's
unique,
acrobats
unique,
and
well, the fact is, it's amazing because
contortion.
You have those amazing acrobats, contortion. I mean, artists that indeed do. Really, they act, but they do it really with the music, and the accompaniment is the most luxurious you could imagine. It's the Philadelphia Orchestra playing, and I'm delighted that this year there is a great theme. We celebrate film music, and especially the 80th birthday of John Williams. There will be a lot of great music by Williams, who I adore.
Yes. What's not to adore? So you go and how do you the two companies work together?
Well, basically they listen to the music before, so they're very prepared to adapt their act already, you know, thanks to recording. And we rehearse now and we'll see how they I have to adjust also the tempo. And we have also an extraordinary artist, Janice Martin, who not only is an incredible acrobat and is doing aerial, but actually she's a trained Juilliard violinist. So it's really the great fusion between the two art forms. And she will play the violin and as a soloist with the orchestra while doing this aerial act. So she's extremely spectacular. I think she's the only one in the world doing that.
That's insane.
Yes, and she's so talented. She sings, she plays the piano, and she really plays the violin very well. I mean, she will play two concertos with the orchestra in this concert.
So what's the greatest orchestra in the world right now?
The one with the woman who can play on the high wire.
I'm not sure I can politically say that.
You've had this question.
What I can really tell you is when you do conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra, it's very hard to go back to any other orchestra.
Oh.
Because they are so incredible. And what they can achieve on an incredible short rehearsal time basis is miraculous. It's just miraculous. And I'm very happy. I feel a great chemistry with them, and we have a mutual trust. And, yesterday night I was doing a concert with them, and I did an American in Paris. And, you know, they are so flexible, so inspiring. They propose so much. I was in heaven.
So you have seen no difference since the bankruptcy of the orchestra?
No, I mean, if anything, almost the opposite. I mean, that what is fascinating, this orchestra has a huge history of being at the top. And you would think, okay, this story would maybe indeed upset people, but not on the concert platform. I mean, really, the orchestra has, during the whole process, by the way, it's over, huh? they're out of bankruptcy.
Sure.
But during this troubled time, indeed, they really played at their best all the time, and they continue to do so. And I'm not saying that as a formula, you know, to just be nice. Actually, that's really the case. We discuss, you know, with artists, with soloists, and we all amazed that the orchestra indeed has not been playing less good, if not the opposite, really. Certainly even better. That's fantastic.
Do you like the travel style of what you get to do, of going from orchestra to orchestra to thing to thing?
I adore to travel, and I adore to meet people, and this is a wonderful job for me, because I meet indeed people all over the world and five continents, and that I adore. I have to confess, though, that I like to travel a little bit less since I have a little girl. My daughter is 4.5 years old. Her name is Alma. And I just spoke with her on Skype just now. And
where's home? Where is she?
Well, she's in Sweden with her grandparents right now.
Okay.
Because her mother, my wife, is Swedish. But actually, we live in Glasgow. And anyway, she was with us in Los Angeles last week. And she's just now spending a few days with her grandparents, to tell you everything. But indeed, that's the only thing, is when my little girl will go to school and will travel less with me, I think I will suffer more. But apart from that private information, I do adore to travel. And it's great, because an orchestra is always an entity which is quite the same, you know, it's quite the same people. And so because of that, you know, they have the same training, the same type of lifestyle and everything. So when you travel, you can really see the cultural differences of a country, because you have this element, fixed element of an orchestra. And so you really see what is different in the mentality in Japan, in, you know, in France, in Italy, in, I mean, South America, wherever, America, because you have this fixed element of the orchestra. And I love to just have the contact with all that.
So following up on that, why is classical music so wildly popular in Japan?
It's been a long time since they embraced the Western culture of symphony orchestra, actually, and they had great masters in Japan. You know, the master of Ozawa called Hideo Saito, and they have been very, very indeed passionate about it. And to be honest, that's maybe the best audience in Japan. They are so incredibly concentrated and so fervent. So. Yeah, it's a very successful story. But, you know, classical music is a successful story in many places, and it's great to see the development. I was in Shanghai a month ago, and in Malaysia, and I mean, all those places, you know, now in South America, El Sistema in Venezuela, there are many territories in the world that were not so connected with classical music and symphonic orchestra, and who now are developing. It's crazy.
So what can we learn from them to improve things around here?
We can always learn things from each other. You know, that's just depends the way you're attentive and the way you look at it. And I would say from I mean, it's difficult to make a general thing, because as you know there is nothing more different than a Texan from a Californian, from a Long Island person. You know, people say America, well, it's many America, there is many Asia, and indeed, you know, Japan, Korea, China, Malaysia, they are very different people with a lot of different personality. But since we spoke about Japan before, maybe what we can learn from Japan is, of course, this incredible control of the concentration and this very meditative aspect sometimes in their playing that I found very inspiring.
You're like one of the best guests we've ever had.
Yeah.
You're really good.
I tell you, the problem with me, actually, you could give me one question and I can speak enough, half an hour.
No, man.
That's bad.
You're really good. So you're sitting there, you're conducting, you've got the orchestra in front of you, the audience behind you, and there's this woman who is up there with the balancing with a violin. Now, where does your attention go at that point? Are you...
It's a very, very fair point. I spoke with her and I said it's complicated, because I would so much like to look at you all the time. I mean, on top of it, she's actually very pretty.
Oh, okay.
And I'm afraid I will turn my back to her, which is very not nice. But no, I will certainly indeed spend my time between looking at the orchestra in panic, trying to accompany this amazing artist, looking at the score, and and indeed admiring what she's doing on stage. It's quite virtuosic in a way. You know, that I do my own Olympic Games this morning.
And if she falls, you're screwed, right?
Well, the thing is, actually, then I'll try, you know, we do Williams music, so if she falls during Superman, I'll try to just catch her in my arms. You know, that's what I try to do.
You are ever a Superman. Without a doubt. Stefan Denev conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra tonight in the SPAC Amphitheater at 8 p.m. It is Cirque de la Symphonie. It's the family night concert at SPAC, and it's amazing. How many times have you conducted this particular group?
Oh, actually, I discovered that last year for the first time, and it's my second time with them, indeed, and I'm very excited because I was blown away last year by them. So, but you know, what is great is there is thing for everybody because you have, as I said, the best orchestra playing fantastic music from movie, and then this show. I mean, which is, I mean, so fantastic. They fly over the orchestra and. Well, my goal will be that the orchestra still try to look at me a little bit in order to follow the beat. But
pay attention to Stefan. Please.
Yeah, that will be a big task because I can't compete with those. I mean, have you seen those muscles? You know, I need to train more.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. Stefan Deneuve is conducting tonight. You can find out more at spac.org. What a delight to speak to you. I think they're calling you. You're on stage in 1 minute, and I thank you so much for taking that time before to speak with us.
My great pleasure. I'll jump on stage now.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.